This is Chris Hughes with the Christian Perspective Podcast with Chris Hughes, where we encourage our listeners to engage the culture with Jesus Christ. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds, so enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
This is the United States champion.
He became my personal savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Now, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. Welcome back to It's Time to Man Up with not the Russian Nightmare, but the Devil's Nightmare. And I have the privilege of welcoming, I love bringing these guys in the studio, and I love to call them marketplace guys. Guys who are out there grinding it out day after day and just making a difference out in the marketplace, but also have a walk of faith and just a, what a privilege. We're going to talk about that today. Pete, Denny, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. You know, we were first introduced through a mutual friend, Joey Osborne, who has a successful marketplace man of his in his own right, Mosquito Authority.
Yep.
And he's the one who originally connected us together. And, of course, I've had Joey here on the show as well. And so just great to have you in with us.
Yeah. Yeah, my pleasure, man. I've been thinking about this all week. Couldn't wait to get here.
Well, and I know we've been talking about it. We had lunch several weeks ago, and I was listening to a little bit of your story, and I'm like, man, I've got to have this guy on the show. And one of the things I try to bring to the show are stories I think that other people will relate to. And of course, maybe even, you know, touch the heart of a listener. And just so you know, I mean, I've been blessed to find out that the last time I checked anyway, the show now is been downloaded into 30 different countries.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So I might ask you to speak a little Russian or something. Can you do that?
Not really. Yeah, that's okay. Not going to work.
Okay. No Russian today. Zhatoeta. Okay. All right. Well, on that note, let's share with our listeners just a little bit about your family man as well as a businessman, but maybe just give them just a little bit of background. Who's Pete Denny?
Sure. I am born and bred in North Carolina, central part of the state, in Reidsville, a little bit outside of the Virginia line, and grew up there, lived there my whole life, and got married to my woman of my dreams that God has so graciously blessed me with. I got three kids. I own a lawn care company. Been doing that almost 20 years now.
Wow.
And that somewhat stemmed into an online business through YouTube and making videos and that kind of thing. And it's just a day in and day out grind, man. Rolling with everything, keeping everything running and operating smoothly. I got an online company. I got really two divisions in a local company and a family and church and activities and doing radio stuff. it's all kind of things going on, man.
You have a full plate.
I have a plethora of activities.
I like that word. That's a 50 cent word right there.
Yeah.
A plethora.
Plethora.
Of activities. Well, let me get a little more specific. You marry the woman of your dreams. Was she like high school sweetheart, or how'd you guys meet?
Well, believe it or not, right after I made some life changes and got into church, I actually sang in a gospel quartet.
Okay. Okay, I would have never pictured that, Pete, but okay.
Most people don't. And I sung a little bit of bass, and okay. We went and sang at a church, and I saw this girl sitting out there, and I was like, okay, I need to talk with her. And one thing led to another. I got her number, called her a few times. Nothing ever happened. three, four, 5 years down the road from that.
Okay.
My best buddy at the time said, hey, I got this girl I want you to go out with. We'll go out on a double date. I said, sure, let's go. And lo and behold, it was Tammy.
The same gal.
Same gal.
Divine destiny, sounds like. Okay.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah.
Okay. And so here, so that was how many years ago, roughly?
I've been married 18 years.
18 years yep. ago. And so fast forward 18 years later, you said three children.
Yep.
Yeah. How? Who are they?
Elijah is 16. He is my first.
Okay.
He was a big wow moment for me in life. And my little girl is 14. Mm. And she is very precious and
apple
dear.
Of your eye.
Oh, man.
You apple
just,
of daddy's
you just
eye.
Don't know, brother. And then my youngest is Jax, and he is, how old is Jax now? He's 8.
Okay.
And he's my special needs child
oh,
with
nice.
Some, you know, things going on with his bone structure.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that, if you don't mind. I mean, and that's always special. And even at lunch we were talking about that and how much as I recall the conversation, how much he's impacted your family in being special needs.
Oh.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today. Nikita Koloff, and I am here with a huge announcement, like big, big announcement. Man Up Men's Conference, Morningstar Ministries, Fort Mill, South Carolina, August 25th to the 27th. You're thinking that's a ways away. No, not too soon to sign up. What a lineup of speakers we have. The Benham brothers, David and Jason Benham. All-star, NBA All-star Al Wood is speaking. World Wrestling Champion, the Total Package Lex Luger, Chris Reed, Rick Joyner, Delta Force Commander, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, retired. Yours truly, Nikita Koloff, world-renowned evangelist Frank Shelton. Register today. It is live. MSTAR Events, mstarevents.com/manup. Go get registered today. You will not want to miss this event.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Man, not just our family. I'm talking about hundreds and hundreds and maybe even thousands of families.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is I grew up in a really big family. You know, Christmas time, it might be 50 people at Nana's.
Wow.
And really big, tight-knit, farm-type family. And everybody's healthy. Everybody. And all of a sudden, you get this child, Jax, that's born. That has all, it's called thoracic insufficiency syndrome.
Okay.
So it's a combination of a very severe scoliosis and where you and I have, it's either 12 or 14 ribs, whatever it is.
Yeah.
He only has 5 on one side.
Oh, wow.
And the 5 he was born with were muted and mangled and that kind of thing. So he was a shocker because you're talking to a big family, zero health issues. And here he comes, and it was like, holy cow, world's changing. And I was extremely frustrated and angry with God because at that point in my time, I was, you know, I was doing the right things and saying the right things and doing my best to honor God with my life. And I'm like, God, why'd you give me this broken child?
Hmm.
You know?
Okay. Yeah.
And I struggled for that.
Fair question.
Yeah. I really did struggle with it. And as time went on, we end up, nobody around here could really do anything with him. They hadn't seen anything that severe. So we end up in Philadelphia. And so we've been going back and forth to Philadelphia for 8 years now. I think he's had 25, 26, 27 surgeries or so.
Wow.
And they, at 9 months old, they implanted these 4 titanium rods inside his body. and that kind of keeps everything spread out and going. And we go back for routine adjustments, is what they call them, and to keep the rod spread out as he grows.
Right.
And during that time, for the past eight years, I've seen God do some God things that you just you don't see that often. You know,
give our listeners an example. I mean, because we hear that, right? We hear, you know, how God moves in miraculous ways and does some amazing things. Some people don't recognize it as such, but give an example of just how God, a wow moment with God.
Okay, sure. The big picture is this. When we first met, the doctors up there said, there's a chance he's not going to walk. You know, you trust doctors,
right?
That they're educated, they know exactly what they're doing,
right?
And I'm not at all wanting to take anything away from a doctor by what I'm getting ready to say, but I believed him when he said there's a good chance he's not going to walk, and he runs around like a champion. Runs around like a champion.
So now he walks, runs
exactly, and so. Yes, doctors are incredible, but I firmly believe there's some divine intervention behind that.
And they're not God, right?
Exactly. Another good thing is, another example is our first expansion back. Jax was supposed to have been a routine, normal surgery, and he went into cardiac arrest. And all kinds of things. The hospital room was flooded with specialists. It was 15 or 20 people in there, and he was literally dying in that bed. And the nurse looked right at us and said, you need to pray. And so what did we do? We prayed.
Come on.
And my God came through like he always does. And now Jax is running around like any other healthy child.
That's amazing. Let me back up just for a second, because I know, you know, so he's first born, the family's healthy across the board, and now all of a sudden you have a child that has this issue, this health issue. And you said, you know, I was kind of angry at God. How did you get through that?
Well, that's the big picture of how I saw God work. And it was mostly in Jax's life physically, but it was in my life personally.
Okay.
And my life spiritually. And God molded and twisted me and humbled me in a way that has never happened before. It was because I got to watch this broken child and so many people, so many, say, hey, that's an encouragement to me. He's an encouragement to me. We're going to pray for him. And all these lives get affected in a positive way, in a biblical way, simply because he was a broken child physically.
So it's interesting. So I want to just interject something right there. I'm thinking as I'm listening to you share this story, you know, we live in a fallen, broken world, right? Mm-hmm. So in a sense, we're all broken.
Yeah.
Now, in his case, it's very obvious because it's physical.
Yeah.
But truth be known that every one of us are broken in this fallen world. And so what an illustration that sounds like the Lord gave you to see it visibly in the physical, but then even understand, as you just said, about even your own spiritual life and journey, which let me back up one more second here, because going back to when you met your wife, and what was the turning point for you to turn your life around? Let's just back up just a little bit more.
Well, and on Jax, while I got that on my mind,
yeah.
The humility came in for me as God used Jax to show me, trust me, I got this.
It's good.
You know what I mean? I got this. And 'cause if I'd have got Jax and he was born like any other child, I would have never had that opportunity for God to work that deeply inside me and twist me and shape me and say, I want you this way, Pete.
That's good.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Makes perfect sense. I mean, right, Romans 8:28, right? He'll take every situation. He'll turn it into good. He can take any situation and use it for his purpose and for his good, right? Even
That's
when
right.
we don't can't wrap our head around it. Yeah. Right? I was listening to a sermon early this morning, you know, that from Francis Chan, that he's quoting, you know, the scripture, his thoughts are not our thoughts, his ways are not our ways. Yep. They're so far above and beyond what we can even wrap our head around, right?
And I was so ticked off at God because I got a broken kid.
Yeah.
I was blinded by Satan to, hey, I got to see the big picture. I want to see what God's plan is for this child. It ain't what Pete's plan is for him.
Right. Mm. Man, that's good. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but God's purposes prevail. Mm. I'll tell you what else in the Old Testament it makes a reference to. It says, I forget who it was. I'm no theologian, but they were questioning God, and God's response was, hey, who made the deaf, the dumb, and the blind? Did not I?
That's right.
Because he's got a reason and a purpose for everything, right? Just like you're testifying to today with your son. Take us back just a second here. Actually, you know what? Hold that thought.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net. and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
All right, we're back. It's time to man up, Pete. I was just getting ready to say, take us back just for a moment to what got you back on the right track or got your heart right with the Lord that set you on this path that you're on now. You referenced when you first, before she ever became your wife, when you first met her, you just got back in church or something you said? Or?
Yeah, sure. I grew up in a Christian home. My mom and dad took me to church and all the, you know.
The usual stuff.
Yeah,
right?
the usual stuff.
You were a drug kid. You were drugged to church every week.
Exactly. I was drugged to church every week. And yeah, I'm sure I paid attention sometimes, but probably the most of the time I didn't.
Sure.
And I got out of school and I met this girl, started dating her. And I was a big softball player, and the team asked me, hey, come play with the church team. And they said, well, you got to go to church.
Twice a month.
And I said,
I didn't figure that out yet, but okay.
Yeah. I was like, I don't want to go. And so anyway, they drugged me in there. And so I went so I could play ball. And I started listening to the pastor. And I was like, man, I've heard this before. And as I listened more, I agreed more. God was working in my heart. Mm. I accepted Christ.
Amen. How old were you, roughly?
I was about 22.
Early 20s.
21, 22, like that.
All right.
And fast forward a few years, and I kind of slid off the deep end. And when I went off the deep end, I really went deep.
Okay.
And I got involved with alcohol, heavy drug usage, selling drugs. Sleeping with anything I could sleep with.
Yeah.
I was extremely rebellious in all kind of ways. And one night, went out with a bunch of buddies, and it was four of us in the car. And we had an 8-ball of cocaine, and we were passing it around. And the two guys in the back, nose started bleeding. And the guy driving, of course, he was driving. And so the two guys in the back didn't want any more. So I ended up taking the entire 8-ball of cocaine.
Wow.
In a matter of, I don't know, it's probably an hour and a half or so. It was nonstop consuming it for a while. And we went out, done our thing. And when I got home, tried to lay down and go to sleep. And I couldn't. And I actually went outside running, sprinting up and down the street at 3 o'clock in the morning, trying to wear it off. And I had taken so much, you know, couldn't. And, you know, leading up to that time, God had been kind of working on me a little bit.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Kind of
nudging me, putting people in the right place. Pete, what are you doing? I ain't seen you at church, blah, you know, that kind of thing. That's God's way of saying, you know, I'm
still paying attention.
Hey, I'm watching you.
Yeah.
And I went to go back in the house, and I touched the door handle. Something just happened to go back in. I said, you know what, God, I'm going to go back in, and if you'll put me to sleep, I'll stop. Mm. And to me, that was a miracle in its own, because I was so jacked up and so high that I felt like my heart was getting ready to explode. And I went back in there, and I laid in the floor, and it was one of the best night's sleep I ever had. Mm. And I totally and completely made a flip right then at that point in time, and I said, I'm done. I'm done living for Satan. I'm done listening to the devil. I'm going to obey you, God.
Wow. And so he set you free that night.
I was out, man.
Yeah.
I was out. I was gone. The heck was Satan. I'm done with him.
I'm reminded of Ivan Koloff, my old partner, Uncle Ivan, a story when he came to a revival I invited him to, and he came to a service, saw him at the altar coming down to give his life to the Lord, and similar story in that night he had a genuine encounter with God, because prior to that, like yourself, drug addiction, alcohol, tobacco, cussed like a sailor. I mean, just no offense to sailors out there, by the way, but just an expression. But that night he encountered Jesus, man, all that wiped away. And from that moment on, never took another drug, another drink, never pinch of tobacco. And it just, God set him free.
That's where my oldest son was so powerful to me when he was born.
Yeah.
Is that point in my time, I was walking with Christ and dead set in my faith. Okay. And I made a YouTube video. And I took my viewers back to my first starter home, and I was talking them through the process of me taking my newborn son and walking in the door of my new home. And that was exciting for me. And when I touched the door handle, God just flooded me with those emotions of where I made that change for him, that door handle contact.
Yeah.
And Elijah, when I looked at him being born, I was like, how can God give up his son? I can't give my son up to die for people I don't know. I don't have that kind of love in me. And that whole circumstance, that whole thing that happened with birth and my son just made me look at God so much different.
Saw you see things in a different way, right?
Yeah.
The miracle of birth.
Yeah, well, the miracle of him giving his son for us.
Right.
Because I'm too greedy and too stingy to give up my son. I couldn't do that.
Wow.
And that impacted me like nothing else ever has.
Well, tell me, you've mentioned the YouTube videos a couple different times. We got a few minutes left here. Tell me about that. What I know you said you got, you know, the lawn care business that goes, I guess, all around North Carolina.
Oh, no. My local lawn care company is just local to Greensboro, Oak Ridge, Summerfield, right around the Reedsville area.
Oh, okay. Kind of central North Carolina. And you do a variety of things there, I know, with your lawn care.
Yeah, we take care of turf, make grass look good.
Do you have a little slogan?
We grow, you mow.
There you go.
Yeah, we do the fertilizer and all that kind of thing, and then whoever mows it. And then,
right.
I've got maintenance crews, too, that do mowing and that kind of thing.
Oh, good. Now, but so tell us just quickly about the YouTube, how that spawned, how that happened, the YouTube show.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com, because you are number one.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Well, our local company, we have a large amount of clients, and I wanted to share a video with them saying, let me show you how to do this in your yard instead of emailing you and text or whatever. And I didn't have a way to send out an email to hundreds of customers that had a video embedded in it. So I found YouTube, made a video, a couple of videos, sent them out, and then lo and behold, I didn't realize everybody else could see it. And so other people started commenting like, how you do this? How you do that? I'm like, well, you do it this way. Let me show you. I'll make a video. And now we're at over 100,000 subscribers with a full blown e-commerce store, to where I teach the people how to grow the turf. And we even sell them the products to do it with.
You sell the products, you teach them how to grow it, and then they go mow it.
Exactly.
If they're not local. If they're local, then you'll mow it.
But yeah, exactly.
If they're not local, they mow it.
And absolutely none of it was planned. It just went boom.
Wow.
And took off. And I'm the guy who, when I see the door open, I open the door and I go through it.
Yeah.
That's just who I am.
Yeah, which is wise, smart on your part. I mean, when God opens the door, and I can relate to that. It's like the wrestling career. I mean, I wasn't looking at being a professional wrestler, but a door of opportunity opened, and like yourself, I walked through that door like you just described, and boom, you know, Nikita Koloff was born. The career took off, and, 8-time world champion. Woo-hoo! After the fact. Yeah, right? And, and everything else. And, well, that's pretty amazing. How can people find the YouTube? You got 100,000 subscribers. How can we get you to 200,000? Where do they find it?
You Google GCI Turf.
GCI Turf on YouTube.
And Google has all kind of stuff on there, man. Google's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and Pete and his company will help you with all your lawn care needs. And what if they're in Central Carolinas, or what's your website?
That's GCIturfServices.com.
Okay, GCIturfServices.com.
Yeah, for the local company. And then you go to YouTube or GCIturfAcademy.com, and that's for anybody in the country.
And you're going to educate them on how to take care of their lawn.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. Pete, you have a great story. That's why I wanted to bring you on the show, because you have such an amazing story. And for the listeners out there, as you're listening, here's what's kind of resonating in my heart right now. And listening to Pete's story, and if maybe you're listening, maybe you're struggling with drugs, or you're struggling with an addiction of some kind, alcohol, pornography, gambling, food addiction. I mean, there's so many different kinds of addictions, and you're struggling. And maybe there was a time you had a walk with Jesus, but you, like you heard part of Pete's story, you know, he had wavered off the path, but then God nudged him back onto that narrow path. Well, maybe this show today and Pete's story is that nudge that you've been looking for, or that nudge that God has wanted to send your way, to say, today is the day to get your heart right with me. Whether it's, and it may be that you've never had a relationship with Jesus, but you heard Pete's story and how God nurtured him along, and through his own surrender, God brought him to the foot of the cross, humbled the man. And what an amazing, Pete, what an amazing story. I mean, from your son Jax to Elijah to meeting your wife, and 5 years after your first introduction. And I can't thank you enough for having you on the show, for coming in and being on the show today.
My pleasure. My crack on my kids all the time is like, you can't get away with that. You can't get away with that. I've been there, done that. And I'm one of those guys who, I really mean it. I've been there and done that.
Yeah, you know? When you say it, you actually mean it, right?
I've really been there and done that.
So. Right, it's not a cliche. It's not just a, it's like, no, I really mean this. So I just want to thank everybody for tuning in today to It's Time to Man Up. And there's probably so much more to that, to your story. We may have to get you back in the studio another time. Would you be willing to do that?
Whenever you want me, man.
All right, Pete. Well, thanks for listening today, and tune in next week to It's Time to Man Up. Why? Because we all need Jesus. Thanks for listening today. God bless you all.
Amen.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today.
Ah! All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards. Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network.
This is the Truth Network.